Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is Father Cyrus Haddad. Welcome, Father.
Thank you.
Father is a priest of the Diocese of Columbus. As we continue our discussion, let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, fill our hearts with a desire to pray, to recognize in prayer that you accompany us throughout our day. Strengthen and renew us in this same spirit. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Father, last we spoke was on the topic of the extraordinary form, the Latin Mass, beautiful liturgy. One of the things I was wondering if we could talk about is another form of the liturgy outside of the Mass, and that is namely the liturgy of the hours.
Sure, yeah.
What are the liturgy of the hours?
Well, there are separate times of praying throughout the day, and to really understand them, I think part of it has to understand the history of the liturgy of the hours. So it is a way of praying the Psalms, essentially. There are other aspects to it, but in toto, in its essence, it's the prayer of the Psalms. And this is something that in the Desert Fathers, way back in the early parts of the Church, would do, because the Psalms are a gift of God to us. The Psalms themselves are prayers that God's saying, here, if you want to know how to pray, our Lord himself gave us the Our Father, but before our Lord, he had given us these 150 psalms, which are these beautiful, beautiful prayers to God, and so they would be sung, and so the Desert Fathers would take them up as a daily practice of even singing all 150 every single day, because they wanted to give the most glory to God that they possibly can. And as the Desert, Father tradition, monasticism began to develop into these monasteries where there'd be many monks together, they would then begin to organize and orchestrate a liturgy, a ritual by which these prayers would be sung. And they would be sung antiphonally. One side would begin and the other side would sing the other part. And they would do this throughout the day. And what is typical is that throughout the course of a week, they would sing all 150 psalms and get through all of them at various times of the day, and thus sanctifying their day. They would sanctify the morning, noon, night, evening, night, and up again. Sometimes that would be as much as getting up at midnight to say prayers and then falling asleep and then getting up again at 3 o'clock in the morning. But to make sure that the whole day, right, because of what St. Paul says is to pray always, right? And it's a way of sanctifying that whole day, making sure that we're always going out from our prayer and returning back to our prayer. And so as that took place, it was taking place in monasteries, but the benefit of that was seen, and that was then kind of pushed out, and all priests and religious were then asked to do this. And priests do it, they have some of the same thing. There can be chanting and things like that, but there's also kind of more privately done, because priests are often active. They're an active ministry, so they're on the move. And so then that was called the divine office, right? The divine duty, right? You have to pray these prayers, the divine duty. And then as it was reformed into what we have today, the liturgy of the hours, it actually, instead of praying all 150 psalms every week, because of the activity of our lives, the idea is to pray 150 psalms over the course of the month, and or 4 weeks, the 4 week psalter is what they call it. But the addition of that was that it is makes this also very available to people who are not priests, who are not religious, who do not actually specialize in this, but rather it is kind of breaking forward for everyone to use. One of the things I really like about St. Joseph Cathedral is that, Vespers or evening prayer was something that we have done in Advent and Lent, and we were supposed to be doing it at Easter time, but unfortunately this COVID situation has kind of gotten us down. But the reality is that we used to do those on Sundays, and people would come and pray along with us in the kind of the sung format. But it's a way of making these prayers a part of our life and sanctifying each of our days.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Father Cyrus Haddad, a priest of the Diocese of Columbus. We've been talking about an important form of prayer and liturgy in the church, namely the liturgy of the hours. Father, there are these, you know, different hours that mark the different times of the day, and maybe we can get into those in a little bit, but one of the interesting points that you bring up is that, you know, all priests and religious are obliged to do this. In fact, one of the promises at ordination is essentially to accept this.
So a funny story
duty.
About that for me is when I got ordained to the diaconate, there's one of the promises where you say I will or I do for each one of the promises, but one of them you say I will with the help of God, and I jumped the gun on it, and it was for the Liturgy of the Hours one that I said I will with the help of God.
Well, the Holy Spirit is the primary agent of our prayer, so we always need His help, I guess, even to make it through the office.
Yeah.
It's a great lesson for us all, I guess. So. But it's also something which the laity are encouraged to do.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you can find one of these books, the Liturgy of the Hours, either in a one-volume set or, a four-volume set to kind of follow up on your own. And I know a lot of various lay people of different ages who are praying one or two of the hours. But how many different hours are there? We talk about hours as in the different prayers.
Sure. Just to follow up with that, there is the one-volume Christian prayer. There's a shorter Christian prayer and the four-volume set. Also, there's a lot of apps you can get. I particularly recommend the iBreviary app. It's on iPhone and Android, and it's really easy to follow. Just if you don't want to make the investment or are unsure, then you can go right there. But, yeah, there are currently, there are 7 hours, throughout the day, the beginning with Matins, or Office of Readings, really, and in the beginning, which is a bit longer. It has readings from the one of the readings from the Scripture, and then it has an additional reading, usually from one of the saints or one of the councils. Then you have the two hinge hours, which is Lauds, and that's in the morning. That's morning prayer, and then you have Vespers, which is evening prayer. And those will be said typically around 6 or 7 in the morning, and then around between 4 and 6 at night for those. And you have the midday, the daytime hours. There's mid-morning, midday, and mid-afternoon prayers, or in the Latin, if you prefer, there are terse, sext, and nones, which means the third, sixth, and ninth hours of the day. And each of those are a bit shorter because they're meant to be kind of brief pauses during the day to really recall us back to prayer, but get us back out and into our work in our lives. And then finally, we wrap up the end of the day with Compline, or night prayer. It's a little bit shorter, but also has a little bit of a different twist with, the singing of the Marian antiphon at the end, so that we're making sure that we have that Marian aspect to our prayer, and also that recollection of the examination of conscience that we'd like to do at the end of the day to kind of recollect our lives and make progress in the spiritual life.
And although as with liturgy, it's typically done in a communal setting, one, and most priests would do that, and I would even say the laity will pray it individually.
Sure.
So it gives one a time to read. There's some serious scripture in it with the psalms and readings and even gospel passages, the gospel canticles. But is it just the reading of scripture, or is there something more a part of it, kind of a time for reflection or meditation on what you're reading?
Well, I'd say that there is a difference between reading, studying, and praying the Bible, all right, in Scripture. We can read Scripture, sure, and you can study Scripture by, looking at it very intimately and, reading all the commentaries or what have you, whatnot on that. But at the same time, there's a praying of Scripture that I think that's really what the Liturgy of the Hours calls us to. So whether or not, religious or priests, And we are praying all of them, or if you're a lay person who's just praying a few hours a day or 1 or 2 hours a day, the idea is to enter into prayer and to enter into the presence of God in that moment with other people. That's how they're designed. That's what they're meant, because it is a liturgy, which is work of the people, right? So there should be multiple people. But at the same time, even if we don't have that advantage, still being able to take that time with God and to use his words to pray, what could be better than that?
And to kind of wrap up, you know, this prayer, which is being done throughout the day, throughout the church, you know, one is it's part of the mark of holiness of the church, you know, that the church is holy, that we're constantly really in prayer. But also it's a reminder that all of us, priests or religious or laity, are being prayed for throughout the day by people.
Well, we are being prayed for, but one of the great things about the Liturgy of the Hours is that that's why is it our duty to pray the Liturgy of the Hours is to pray for the people of God, right? And we acknowledge also in that the people of God are, you know, include us, but are not exclusively us, to be sure, and that, you know, the faithful are also praying for their priests and their religious as well. And what a great economy of prayer and grace that comes forth from the Liturgy of the Hours and from private devotion and from all of our prayers and engaging with the scriptures in this very prayerful way.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you, Father, for joining me. You have been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today was Father Cyrus Haddad. Thank you so much, Father.
Thank you.
And until next time, peace and all good.